Oh, because nobody was there.
And yeah, we didn't even do the show.
What's been the lowest crowd? Like how many people in the audience? Like, what's been the...
Hold on, start the show so we can talk about it.
Morning Culture is the brand.
This was it right here.
The Morning Culture show. Kamal the Secret Genius.
Remo Rod.
Tyler Chronicles. Hey, man, shout out to Ronnie Jordan, man.
He had his knee.
Like first said, man, he had the house with some frozen food on his knee.
Nigga got some goddamn kidney.
My boy twisted his knee, man, going down the steps, man. Yes,
steps or somewhere else.
Nah, he was on the road.
Oh, he could
sue. He might could sue, man. But I don't know. I hope it wasn't at the comedy club because it's Nate Jackson club. You know, Nate Shinny Tacoma can't sue bruh.
Can't sue bruh.
Yeah, that's funny.
But, he can.
Dude, because that's legit his.
Liability insurance is a question.
But still. He's not really suing Nate.
Yeah, he's suing the insurance company.
But I mean, Nate gonna feel like, let's ask Nate.
The insurance is gonna shoot the fuck out of him.
Yeah, let's ask Nate when he get that letter in the mail. How he feel about Ronnie.
Nate, pull up. That when you go to Nate, be like, look,
this is what we gonna do.
I'm gonna get 50.
Right, I see you on the road.
I'm gonna shoot you 10.
I see you on the road killing it anyway, bro. Yeah, you don't even need that club.
I'm gonna shoot you 10.
You ain't need that club no more. I see you killing shit on the road, dog.
I'm gonna shoot you 10.
Right.
That club holding you back.
Everybody, man.
So, hey, man, first and foremost, appreciate you coming, man. Extreme comedian.
Break it down.
Writer. You may have seen him on The Neighborhood and writer on The Neighborhood. You may have seen him on Def Jam. Comic View?
Comic View.
Yeah. Bad Boys of Comedy. And most recently, damn, I forgot the name of the joint with Eddie Murphy on Netflix.
It was quick, though. It was impactful
because I want to talk about how you was the oldest cripple I ever seen. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Bleak Ass, y'all.
It's old Crips.
It is.
It's old Crips, now. Come on.
He just ain't seen them.
I just ain't seen them. It's you, Big U. But not for most Crips don't make it to be old, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
Snoop
is old now. But Snoop's still young, though. Ain't that crazy?
Snoop's doing Skechers commercials.
I still see him as. That's just Snoop getting money. Snoop don't give a fuck. He's gonna go get money. Yeah, he never really cared about how he dressed.
If you came
either.
To Murder Was the Case, Snoop, and offered him a Skechers deal, I don't think he's taking it.
He wasn't taking nothing back then.
He was
rapping.
He was young and
no,
silly.
No, that's what I'm saying. So it has something. Age factor.
Age helps.
Birdman
did take a Lugs contract.
Birdman had a Lugs contract.
What else you got to say about that? He ain't never been on a construction site.
Nothing,
but
they thought Lugs was going
to
be.
Right. They did. They were trying to kill Timberland. They thought they was going to kill Timberland.
For real.
They thought it was going to be
next coming for their neck.
Hey, when I went to private school, nigga, I had a pair of Lugs.
Oh, man, listen. The Hispanic community tore the Lugs up.
They Joan in private school?
Nigga, what? That's the hardest Jones, nigga. It's all about your shoes.
You want Lugs and a uniform.
I had the one with the buckle on that bitch. I'm familiar with that, but I didn't have it.
So you got joined by two parent kids?
Oh yeah. I'm talking about if your crease.
I didn't know two parent kids was funny.
Oh man, they hilarious because they hit you.
Only one I know is Ronnie Jordan.
Hey, I'm one.
Okay.
They hit you where it hurt. You don't got the other one.
You ain't got the other one.
So your mama keep coming up here. Don't
hold on, the lug with the buckle. Them sound loud.
When the buckle broke.
That sound like a loud ass shoe.
That sound like a heavy motherfucking shoe.
So you was at Uptown this weekend. That's what you're doing in Atlanta?
Yeah, I was partially at Uptown. It was cool. I mean, you know, it was humbling.
Okay.
It was humbling.
Man, you know what, bro?
Because I thought I was on a TV show, but nobody saw that TV show, apparently.
So, I feel like, depending on who you are and what you are on TV, you really have to pound that social media situation hard to get
and
people
in
the seats,
man,
bro.
I'm 23 years in this, you know, and I was stubborn for a while. You know, I'm just
what
like
you
most
mean?
People. You know, something new and you don't want
to
adapt, you know what I mean?
The social media thing,
it was kind of hard. And then even to this day, like, it's still hard for me to find what that social media voice is. Comedy, I got that. You know what I'm saying, whatever. But to find that social media voice, so when I see people like you and these other cats that blow up, a lot of veteran comics be like, oh, I was like, but dude, that's a skill. It's something they're doing people like.
I still don't feel like I got the hang of it.
It's something they're doing people like, and clearly we don't have it. People don't like our stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I had to just realize that, so I'm still trying to find what.
You got
to
find your, I think the two things with social media.
To people and they'll follow you.
I think social media, you do it like comedy, though. You find your crowd.
Your voice,
and then you give them what they want. You can't move off of it, though. That's the only thing about social media. Once you move off of what they want, they are done with you.
Right. Out of there.
They are done with you.
Because it's not real.
It's not real.
It's not the fans Denzel Washington got.
No, it is not.
It's not the fans Will Smith got. Mm-mm. It's this. This is easy to do.
Yeah.
This is so easy.
But man, bro, listen, bro, I've been on the road with some of these social media people, and people treat them. Now, I wouldn't say maybe like Denzel, but it is damn near close.
They get super low.
Denzel and Desi, it's the same.
Especially in a college. It ain't the same. I mean, like, that hoes all pass out.
Certain demographics.
Certain demographic. That is their Denzel.
It's to be respected, and it's real. It's a real thing. It is real. So to me, once people show up and it's packed, six shows sold out, you can't tell me, oh man, whatever.
But I mean,
six shows,
and I don't even think it's so much even just being a social media presence as in putting money into social media in order to sell your shows.
Right.
That's what I think it is.
You gotta invest
so.
In yourself.
Yeah, because I even think the people that we talking about, some of them don't be selling their shows out too. Like, they be having a hard time filling some places up. Yeah. A lot of times they don't show that shit, but a lot of times it happens because they may get a little lazy with the promotion and don't put the money into it. But everybody got to
do that.
Well,
that's the thing, is like what you said, the way you get them is the way you gotta keep them.
Where you get them is how you get.
You know what I'm saying?
Just like a bitch.
You gotta keep
talk that shit, Malik.
Dirty bitch.
You gotta keep feeding that.
When you get
them
right, you gotta keep them. You know what I mean? You gotta give them flowers at the beginning. That's why I don't give them shit off top. I mean, you ain't shit off top, so you gonna be used to it. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay.
I didn't even talking shit, brother.
That nigga be talking like he's talking.
I don't get to talk to people all day.
Yeah, I just post my stand up though right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm just posting clips.
And that is and that goes well, I see, for people. If you and that's another thing. You got to have the right ratio. It got to look right. Now, do you have yourself in the, like, when you doing crowd work,
I'm
or
not
you doing your jokes?
I'm not doing the back and forth yet. I'm just kind of just dropping the jokes and then letting them do what they do. The one thing I will say, I don't have like a crazy following on social media. But my engagement is crazy.
That's what you need more than
what it's important. I was looking the other day. I was like, whoa, I be getting more views than people with 400,000 followers. My views be 400,000 on a clip.
Yeah, because that means.
But they don't follow. These niggas getting free views and they don't follow.
So that
they
means,
enjoy me. Be like,
when you're getting that many views, that means they're sharing it a lot.
They're sharing it. That's what it is. I could go see it. I got one video. It was shared over like 20, I think, maybe. I could look, but it was a crazy. I was like, damn, it was shared more than more followers. I don't even have that many followers.
That's how it be, man. It's crazy, and that's what. So now people know they're coming to you for that stand up, and that's how it's gonna be. Yeah. I see a few comedians that's going off like Sid. We all know Sid. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? His following is crazy, but his fucking stand up clips are like,
because that's
up there with anybody, right?
Yeah, because it's easy too. Because you're not doing that. You just taking it and putting it up. So
do you feel like from 23 years in? Like throwing your jokes out there, is that like a disservice to the joke, or do you?
At this point, I used to think like that, but it's like, what the hell is the joke doing right now? Anyway?
Right, so, just chilling in the cut.
He's making these eight people laugh.
Most stuff you're not even using anymore.
Yeah, I mean, even if I'm using it, like, it ain't that big yet to where it's kind of be like, I don't have.
Oh, I saw that online. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You did that on your Netflix, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, and niggas forget, too.
You know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm just like, I'll sacrifice all this if I could get people to come out and see me. Because now, one, now I got an audience. Two, it forces me to create new material. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be the comedian doing the same material for 20 years any damn way. And that forces you.
Shout
that
out to y'all.
Well, it forces you, because at one point, y'all.
You got the mental. I'm sorry. No, you have the mental fortitude of a motherfucking general in the army.
But you're going to be the same thing. You're going to have to. You're going to have to. Because y'all, okay, what happens is this is, you're doing this for this podcast to blow the fuck up, right?
Right.
You want to be Joe Rogan numbers, right?
Right.
So now people packing out to see y'all. You're going to have to write. You're going to have to do it. If you want to be successful, you want to be that top.
Like, dude, you did this in Denver.
You're going to have to write. You know, look at Kevin. He drops a new hour every, 3-4 years? Mm-hmm. But I mean, you're gonna have to do that. With the success comes that. Yeah. So, and that's all we want, right?
Facts.
Don't nobody, ain't nobody here doing this to be like, nah, I want to be mediocre.
Hey man, you ain't been in Atlanta long enough. It's a whole bunch of niggas.
It's a bar and grill community.
Just well, love it just grill. To hit the
but
spot.
But those people, it, but that's y'all not those people.
Right. Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like you,
it's a lot of
dude.
Them.
I've been doing this so long. Let me tell you something. I could look, and this might sound crazy, but I could look at a comedian the way he dressed and carry himself. I'd be like, this nigga just, this is a hobby.
Yeah.
Because if you go on stage and you just look dirty, you don't look like a star. Why would I approach you as like a star?
That should be bothering me, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
When niggas
don't care about themselves.
Don't care about. Just the basics. I mean, you ain't gotta quote unquote put that shit on.
You ain't gotta be designer.
You know what I'm saying?
Just look presentable.
I mean, my nigga, iron your t-shirt.
Right. Right. Or get your size.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be people looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm You're literally going for people to look at you.
I'm telling you, like if you just, it's a mind trick, man. Like if you walk in the room. And you look like you a star. What I try to do, I try to trick people. Even when I open like for Said or something,
right?
I walk up there, I'm look presentable, I got my watch on, and they confused. Like, wait.
I don't know.
Dude look like he's somebody. Well, I don't know.
Exactly.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like they like, wait a minute, it's on me.
Now I'm fucking
clearly
up.
This dude is successful.
He did it already.
Yeah. Right. He's somebody. He's what's that. You know what I'm saying? So like I try to mind, like you gonna treat me like I'm
right. Somebody. How you even get down with Said?
Just random. I was working with DL, and I happened to be on stage.
Slide that one in there.
You know, Steve introduced me.
Okay. Because I was hanging with Richard Pryor.
Okay, come on, man.
When I was 11.
I cut the grass with Paul Mooney.
Yeah.
Richard the dead.
So, and then he happened to just walk in. Mm-hmm. We was in Cleveland Improv. He was doing something with LeBron, and he happened to just walk in to come say, you know what I'm saying? LeBron ain't coming.
Hey, man, shut your ass up. Please.
And LeBron ain't come, so in other words, you had to say
he was doing something. So then, look, so
he had shit to do with this story.
For whatever reason, Obama had. Nah, but he walked in the club, and I happened to be on stage. You know, like just like all of us do, if we walk in the club, somebody we don't know, and we hear killing, we like, oh.
Who was that? Right. So,
and then he saw me, and then we chopped it up, and then that's how I started.
Said is dope for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Same thing he did with JJ, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, just heard somebody like, oh, funny. A lot of comedians would run away from somebody.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a lot
really
of comedians
funny.
Don't want no heat in
you
front of them.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
so it lets you know he a real comedian. Like, right. He don't give a fuck.
He want to work hard.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck. Like, I just saw him the other day, like, he was following Earthquake and DC and DL and Mike. So I'm like, damn, he still after all these years want to follow all them niggas, bro. The check says,
"God damn!" You know what I'm saying? And it's not—it's just the thing. Like, nigga, I don't want to work hard every night. Yeah, in the sweet spot.
Yeah. So when I say he don't want to, I'm in my mind on the outside looking in. I'm thinking, Sid has the power to be like, I'm not going last.
Yeah, he could easily say that.
All right, but he ain't going.
But he's
to.
Like, all right, whatever.
That's even doper than
that. For the show,
that's even doper.
Yeah,
than
for the sake of the show, I'm gonna do what I got to do.
What's the best spot? In that type of situation, is it like baseball, like clean up?
Second, right after the host,
bro.
Or if it's like five, if you're doing a theater show or like that,
bro,
arena
second.
Show, you want to go third, because what happens is the host gonna go up.
He's gonna
people still coming in.
25
in that
minutes.
First act coming in, people still kind of coming in. By the time you get up there, it's settled, dog. It's they ready. You know what I'm saying? So if you go like third. On that kind of show,
yeah,
you sweet. If you bomb on a show like that, it's you.
Yeah, you need to go back.
Because it's set up for you
lab.
To win.
Right.
Everybody settled. Everybody got their drink. Mm-hmm. Everybody, and ain't no more people doing, excuse me, no more.
Okay.
Everybody sitting down. You know what I'm saying?
And can I suggest something to the new comedians just getting into that arena? If you go first, be prepared to trash your set. And what I mean by that is people may not receive your set as well while they're being seated and sitting down and talking. It's going to be different. You may have to recognize and say something about
what's happening
while you're on that stage.
And like, usually, if you're a new comedian, they throwing you a bone on those kind of shows, you only got 3 minutes.
You only got 3 minutes. Just take them 3 minutes to just go the fuck off. Just go off. Have niggas be like, I don't know what that nigga name was. He ain't say it, but that nigga was funny as hell. Take that 3 minutes to go the fuck off.
Hot three.
Yeah, man. It's do you realize, like, so what was your first big arena show? Can you remember?
I was just, my big first arena show was with Dave Chappelle. And then back, he wasn't that big.
Hey, man, look.
He wasn't that big.
Yeah, when he's not that big? '01?
I'm saying where he at now. He wasn't.
I'm saying, so the Chappelle show was '03.
So Wait, guys.
Chappelle show was '03, '04, right?
No, what I'm saying, that's
a long time ago.
What I'm saying is he was big, but now this dude is like,
nah, he's super major. I get it.
Back then he was just big. So we did what, a magic play. I forgot the name. I think it's
Amway.
Yeah, it was like 12,000. That was the biggest. To this day, that was the biggest crowd.
To this day,
yeah, I never.
So did you like? What did you prepare differently, or how did you do it?
Nah, I was so young and ready and hungry, dude. It was in Florida, so I felt like home field advantage.
Okay,
honestly, dude, be honest with you, I probably would be more nervous now than I was then. Because now there's expectations.
Got you.
Back then, I was just a little young dude. It's like, if I got one laugh, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
But now, it's like, you better rip.
Yeah. We seen you now. Let's go.
Yeah, we know what you're
doing. We paid for you too, nigga.
Yeah.
You was on the show.
Yeah. You better rip. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like humbling this weekend. Like, I was headlining at Uptown. Everybody want to headline. I'm Hunt, and I'm headlining. What happens is, I got spoiled because I opened for DL and said a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's always packed.
Right.
And then now I'm the headliner. It's could have did this shit on live. You know what I'm saying?
It's a drizzle.
But you got to do, you still got to do that.
You
got
to get that.
Because what happens is, I notice a lot of comedians, if it's not packed, they kind of like pull shit around. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why would I punish the people that came to see me?
Correct. Right.
Why wouldn't I give them a show?
They stayed through that.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's 12. These my 12 fans. These my people. And it still feel better than doing that show with Dave Chappelle.
At Uptown.
Doing that show with 12 people, it still feel better to me than doing the 12,000 with somebody else. Because these my 12.
Yeah. Those are Dave 12.
You just an extra fry. They ain't order your ass. They order curly fries. They got to put a straight fry in there.
You a bad fry.
They don't eat you.
You the fries in the bottom of the bag.
No, that's what's up.
They're not going to return you.
There's some fries in here for us.
Hey, nah. That nigga the paper around the straw.
Like, get that out of here. Come on, nigga. That ain't for the straw, nigga.
So what I'm saying is, like, I'd rather do my own little crowd, but these my little crowd. That's and real. That 12 gonna turn to 50.
Come
that 50
on.
Gonna turn to 500. Come that 500 on. Gonna turn to 5,000. So for me, I'd rather do it. I'm saying this now because I'm older. When I was a young dude, I want to be in front of a big crowd, but now I want to have my crowd, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To me, that's more fulfilling than opening. But don't get me wrong, I still open though.
Yeah.
Because the check good and you still want to work because you love comedy. Sure. I love doing comedy, so I'm not going to be like, nah. No, I'm going to still do it.
Are the arena laughs different than a comedy club laugh?
Oh, yeah. The arena laughs, you could literally feel them. Like, you could feel the energy just coming towards you, dude. You could just feel that. You could feel. That's how I started doing comedy. Killing. The first comedy show I ever saw was Kings of Comedy.
Oh, no shit.
And I saw that, and my boy was like, dude, you just as funny as these dudes. I was like, man, you crazy as hell. And he was like, man, I'm telling you, you could do this. And then we were both not doing nothing with our lives. And we just kind of like odd jobs. You know how it is. And then he was like, he going to join the military. I say, what? He was like, yeah, man, I ain't doing nothing out here. I'm going to join the military. I said, well, if you join the military, I'm going to try it. Mm. Next year, that dude retires from the military 24 years.
Wow, shout him out, man.
My boy Terrell White.
Hey,
he's a veteran, Army veteran. So we both from that night.
Your service, bro.
From that night shaped our lives, basically, dog.
From watching Kings of Comedy.
From watching
Kings
of
Comedy.
And
then you was on stage.
That was my first comedy show ever, so you got to think. It just was downhill from there for me. Because I peaked. The first thing I saw was, that's like you the first celebrity you see is Michael Jackson. Like, where you go from there?
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. And that's crazy. And then years later, you working with DL.
I'm working with both of them. Yeah, oh, it was crazy. Yeah. The first two Comic View hosts who I used to watch on TV and used to be like, damn, these dudes is cold. Then one day, this one hit me. I'm at said house. And I'm just like, yo. I'm talking to myself. Nigga, you at said house.
The entertainer.
Because you know how people say, people mess with you, right? They fuck with you. Mm-hmm. When you at somebody's house, they fuck with you.
Yeah, they shot you the Addy. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Not like, all right, I'm going to come outside, and then you never went inside. Yeah, I'm at the house. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
This said. That's dope. For the first year I was on the road with said, I ain't really talk. Because I ain't know what to say. Like, I'm like, what do we have in common? Sense, you a millionaire, you a king comedy. I'm just a little dude. I'm on a sprinter bus like this. Just
you don't want to talk your way off the tour either.
Right.
Dude, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And he used to be like, dude, you don't talk.
I mean, I'm a comedian.
Because I'm just like, I don't, you know, nine times are different because of social media. Celebrities seem like human beings.
Right.
Mm. Back in the day, we didn't look at celebrities like so regular folks. We thought, we didn't even think they went to Target. We thought they went to a whole different place to get detergent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm just like, this dude, like, what are we going to talk about? Like, he's rich, he's celebrity. Yeah. And then as you get, you're like, oh, he's a regular person.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody is a regular fucking person at the end of the day. What was your first TV appearance?
Comic View.
Comic View. Where was you at when you got the call?
Happen. L.A.
Yeah.
So since y'all want to talk about
the story.
LeBron and all that, let me tell you this real story.
Yeah, let's get to the real shit, man. Let's go back.
I caught a Greyhound bus from Miami to LA to do Comic View for $150.
Whew.
Round trip bus ticket.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Miami to LA.
I heard some niggas wouldn't get paid.
About 3 days.
Yeah. I heard some niggas wouldn't get paid for Comic View.
So let me tell you, I got $150. When I got there, I didn't even have a hotel room. Big Daddy Fritz rested, so let me sleep in his room on the floor.
Come on.
He was like, damn, little dude, you ain't got nowhere to stay. I was like, nah. But I just wanted it, dog.
Yeah.
I wanted it. So that's why when people give me excuses, I be like, dude, that shit don't work on me.
Yeah.
Nah. I caught a bus for $150.
That's in about the red. 3 days, right?
Yeah. I was in the red. Yeah. I probably lost $12.
Hell yeah, you had to eat.
Because I had to eat.
That's why I probably lost $12.
I probably lost $12 doing that. But I wanted it.
Yes.
I was looking at the bigger picture.
Boy.
What season was that? Was it towards the end?
This was 2000. Was whatever Ricky it was. Who was hosting?
Bruce.
You know, it was that guy that likes the one.
Ernest J?
Nah. It was the one I think he started doing clean comedy. I can't remember dude's name, man. I can't remember.
I remember you on that, but I don't remember that. I don't remember who was hosting.
But, I only had 4 or 5 minutes of comedy. I was doing comedy 6 months.
How you get picked up for that?
Again, back to the date. VHS tape, submitted it.
Oh,
I had 5 minutes of comedy.
You had your VHS tape.
Send the whole bank.
I sent my five.
And, oh, dude, shit.
Dude, right.
My whole joke
book. Whole joke book is on his VHS.
Dude.
Here's my all.
And they picked me.
They picked me.
I was like, oh. I'm like, on TV back and in 2000.
Oh my God, it's different.
I'm like, I'm going.
Man, roll 3 days for 5 minutes, dog. Man. People don't understand that. This three was days before, for 5 minutes.
This was before iPads and iPods. I had the CD portable CD player, bro.
Anti-skip.
I had to have like 4 sets of batteries.
Not 4 sets.
Just to make it trip.
Because you can't ride 3 days with 1 set. Come on, man. It's double A's.
Nigga, how was the ride back?
Huh?
How was the ride home?
Was it amazing?
Look, dude, the ride up was just exciting as the ride back because I did good and I couldn't wait for it to drop.
Hell yeah.
So the ride, and then back, mind you again, this was back in the day, so I could only talk on the phone at like after 9.
Cause, you know,
nice and but here's the bad part. By that time, my girl going to bed. I'm just on the bus.
Yeah.
Trying to sleep.
Damn, you know that's what's up.
But yeah, I did that, man. Yeah.
Wow. So, where were you the first time you heard Iron Beats doing your joke?
Oh, talk about the real shit.
Come on, man. I just did they podcast, man. You know.
I know this. They all friends of the program.
Oh, man. You don't have to answer, but I just was curious.
Charlamagne the God of
So
he was doing something for LeBron, right? So then Sid walked in, and then the rest of the
show doing Obama. Something for LeBron. Yeah. Nah, I'm just fucking around, man. Good people.
Man, we gonna bleep the name out.
Hey, man, nah, they're not gonna.
You know me.
It's all good.
This dude don't care.
Yeah, he
don't
that's
what Patreon never part. It's my frat brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
We fine. If we want to wrestle, we can get down.
That
nigga love to fight, though. I love that nigga because he love to fight, bro. That's where the guy he love to fight.
He like the pit bull of comedy.
At all, nigga. I'm scared now.
That nigga be on your ankles.
And you know, at this age, it take a long time to heal.
Hell yeah, bro. I cannot lose no fight. Hell no.
Even if you win,
you lost.
Just participate.
Yeah. Man, I think the last fight I had, I think I won, but my ear hurt so long. I was like, I don't even feel this nigga bite me. Why my ear hurt?
The nigga slapped you.
Yeah, but you don't be remembering that shit.
Nah, yeah.
Anyway, man, so you said your homeboy just told you to start comedy, and where was the first place you went? You was in Miami. Where'd you actually go?
The first time I did. I didn't even. It's a funny thing. You know, you guys grew up probably because more technology, information. I didn't even know there was such thing as comedy clubs. I didn't know you could go somewhere and watch comedy. Every time I saw comedy, it was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I thought people just did comedy on TV.
That's fair.
And then every time I saw a comedian, they was doing something new. So my first time ever doing stand-up, I just did like 4 minutes of improv. I didn't know you were supposed to have a set.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back the following week. I'm seeing the other open mics. They doing the same thing they did last week. I was like, hey, he doing the same thing. That's not, he ain't supposed to do that. I'm stupid as hell.
Time out.
And then and I had to learn, like, oh, so you supposed to write jokes like that? I didn't know that. But the first time I, you know, once me and my boy decided, okay, I'm going to try Marvin Dixon.
I was on the radio in
Miami. He was the only thing I knew. For comedian wise, right? So I went to Marvin and I waited for him to get off the radio station, waited outside the gate, flagged him down. He was like, man, what's up, little dude? And I was like, man, I'm trying to do comedy. He told me about the improv. I go to the improv on Monday nights. They had an open mic, and on Tuesday they had Marvin's show. They had two shows, an 8 and a 10:30. Marvin's show was a 10:30, thugged out. All the doughboys, all the strippers, all the athletes, hard-ass show. You probably heard about the Tuesday 10:30 show in Miami. Legendary. So I start going to the open mics, doing my thing. I get a call one day from Marvin. He called me. He's like, yo, this is Marvin Dixon. I've been hearing about you. I want you to come do the 10:30 show. I'm like, shit. I gotta shit the whole day, dog.
I've been trying not to do this 10:30. Because
this the show where I'm gonna see people I went to school with.
Right.
Okay.
This the show where Trick Daddy hot at this time. Mm. He top of the rap game right now. Trina, all the thug. My UM is popping.
Oh, man. Like, oh, you gotta go.
I gotta go. But if it don't go well, nigga.
You gotta go.
I get to the club. And I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And Marvin like, ain't you a little dude from the registration? I was like, hell no. He didn't even know it was me. He had just been hearing, hey, there's this new little dude.
Okay.
He's killing. You know what I'm saying? Up. And then they come to find out it was me.
Damn, that's
full
circle.
How'd
you do, nigga?
I did good.
I didn't breathe.
That's to be the thing I used to do. And I still kind of do it. I'm still working. I used to, like, not let people laugh. I used to be so nervous. They still laughing. I'm on to the next joke.
Yeah,
I used to be scared for it to be a pause.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just like just want to keep going.
Shout out to Rodney Perry because I was the same. I still kind of the same way. Like, we'll just kind of talk through the laughs.
Right.
But Rodney Perry was like, you can't be afraid of the silence. He said, take a couple sets sometime to say a joke and just stop.
And just let
funny
it,
or not,
let it breathe.
Yeah, I mean, let it happen.
Man, that shit feel good as hell too, bro.
Shout out to you feel
Rodney,
in control.
Shout out to Rodney because Rodney will give you some advice that will just resonate forever. It never get old.
Yeah. I literally will be on stage and hear something that he told me before. I'm like, okay, boom, let me stay right. He the one that told me about when there's a rowdy crowd to start with one table and then making them laugh per table till you get the whole entire room. He told me that.
That's genius.
Hell yeah, man. Shout out to Rodney Perry, man.
Comedy Whisperer.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, like the Whispers with that goddamn mustache. You know what? Like the Whispers.
It's crazy because I've noticed, dude, some people, some even, it's not even a funny thing because a lot of dudes be funny. It's something about some comedians, dude, it could be Roddy, but for some reason when they get up there, they just got something where the people just settle down. Mm-hmm. Like Marvin Dixon got that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know,
it's
what
like
kind
a pheromone,
of magic
nigga.
Yeah.
People just like, oh,
what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, you know
yeah,
pheromones are, right?
Yeah, but right. That's what's funny, though. Like,
dude,
if you get
Marvin
those things,
got that.
It changed his pheromone.
Two people I see do that, Marvin and Talent. Like, it don't matter what. For
damn,
some
I ain't seen Talent.
When they get out there, Talent, dude, he just, the crowd just like,
yeah, I used to love Talent, bro. He was like my top.
Talent, OG. Talent, OG.
Jesus Christ.
Talent, OG.
Wow, that's crazy.
So who's one of the funnier comedians that people don't know that you've seen, like, working on the road?
Myself.
People know you, nigga.
They don't know me. Not by this weekend.
Bro, you cannot judge your shit off Uptown.
Comedians,
I swear,
know
bro.
Me. That's what they was telling me, too.
Bro, you yeah, cannot, man. Like I said, you literally have to go, especially here, because yeah. Atlanta has so much
what,
free,
dude,
good comedy.
So what sucked was Janet Jackson was in town. Taylor Swift was in town making traffic.
And they had to bump Janet's show
yeah.
back because of the Hawks game.
That's
so you
what
had
she
to go
started when
that.
I started.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, it was a lot of traffic.
Taylor Swift was all yeah. weekend too.
Oh,
Taylor
so
Swift
that's
went
traffic.
Crazy.
So people like, I don't want to go in that.
She made $100 million this weekend.
I did the math on that shit. That's
oh, yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah, she made about $2 million a night easy, and that's on the low end.
On the low end.
That's on the low
if
end.
If I said on the low end, I think she probably of the total gross, she probably taking home 20%.
Total gross of ticket sales.
Yeah.
All right, now where we go with merchandise?
I didn't even touch that. I didn't even touch that in my head.
I know everybody coming in there buying a shirt.
I didn't even touch that with my head, but just off of ticket sales, yeah. 70,000 mm-hmm. seats.
Damn.
Oh, she was
Mercedes
at the Mercedes.
Benz.
Oh, I thought she was
but
at
the this is not out. Including standing room, because I don't know how many standing room tickets they sell.
I think with people like Taylor Swift, though, I think they usually just get that money.
11 million.
Up front,
and then bonuses. I don't think she's good. I think it's like 50 million, this amount of shows. If we add shows, then you get that. If it sell out, then you get that. I feel like, I think.
Also, I feel like she get whatever yeah. she asked for. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying, but I think she, her
I
money,
feel like whatever the
her money's
is,
up front,
what
though.
Or if she be like, yo, I need to know how much y'all made, and then I'm going to tell y'all what I want.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think she's getting her
Taylor,
money
we're
going to
make
show.
$500 million, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to give you 50.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And bonuses. Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't think she's getting her check per show per se. I think
she sold her catalog.
She got
bro.
Her money. Uh-huh. And
she sold her
bonuses.
Catalog.
Yeah.
Like her catalog was sold.
But she's still young. That's why you yeah. do that. If you're that young,
a lot of artists
if you
doing
young,
that right now.
If you young,
she getting back by the time she's 40 something.
Right.
Not when you sell them.
Well, you can buy them back. But she can make more hits. Too.
Yeah.
She going to do
so
that.
So why not sell them if you young and you still in your prime?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You like, shit, let me just get this $700 million.
Yep.
If I make four more hits, I'm good anyway.
Man. Yeah. Damn.
But it was a lot of
is
traffic.
Is she good?
I wouldn't know.
No, apparently.
She has to be good.
She has to be good.
Am I hating?
You just don't know.
You just don't know. It's not,
ain't nobody say she was good in here, so I'm the only one don't know.
I don't know.
If somebody's selling out a stadium Ferg three nights straight, she's good.
She's a good show.
You saw?
The show is good.
Ferg was in the show.
No, I got some homeboys that go all the time.
Oh,
bro,
word.
Bro,
it, you good.
Yeah. And then got some homeboys. Oh, they white girls. All right, that's making more sense.
Somebody selling out a stadium three nights in a row,
that's
clearly
good.
Clearly it's good.
I don't give a fuck if it's a circus.
Yeah, it's good to somebody.
210,000 people
it's
that
good.
Live near Atlanta.
It's good.
Good.
Yeah.
It wasn't better than your show, bro.
It wasn't.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck they talking about.
I mean, if we talk about,
fuck they talking about.
Yeah,
we're talking about entertainment value.
Well, I put it like there was a lot of traffic in Atlanta this weekend. Yeah, 10 of those cars in that traffic had to be me.
10 of
them. That had to be me, though. 10 of those cars.
And then probably 25 of them went home. It was
yeah,
like,
they came up. They would have came. Yeah, they would have came.
Oh, man.
I fucked up 85 a little bit.
Cause a few slowdowns.
Yeah, I did a little something.
Nah, everybody. At least you did your thing though.
I did my thing.
Because
there's
been people that came here with a whole different story.
I'm not gonna cheat, boy.
There's been people came here and the people came out and they wish they didn't come out.
I heard that too. What
those
I was
people
mean.
Came, yeah, they came yeah. and people left.
Yeah. They fire drilled that bitch.
Fire drilled. Everybody up at once.
From now on.
Fire drill just shit.
Am I fire drill?
I'm a fire drill.
Exit to your
that's way worse.
That's so much
having
worse.
Having a bunch of people come out to see you and leave. Like, and fire drill?
As opposed to like 20-some people coming for show.
Especially if they give up early, like, it ain't going to get better.
Yeah, like, let me go ahead and dip.
It's like watching a show like 15 minutes in. I give every show 15 minutes. If I ain't hooked or stuck in that 15 minutes,
you gotta give HBO shows 3 episodes.
You have to.
Yeah. Like Breaking Bad, you had to give it at least 2 episodes.
HBO got, HBO built up enough credit for me to give them 3 episodes.
You got to. Because that third episode, a lot of times, it turned up. God damn. Because I almost stopped on Game of Thrones with episode 3 of Game of Thrones.
Nah, that is literally.
Episode 3 of Game of Thrones is the one that got me like, all right.
It's like, oh, these niggas gonna kill the king.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought this nigga was going to be here forever.
You know what I'm saying?
You my favorite. Oh, let's go.
You know what? It took me 4 episodes on The Last of Us.
Really?
I kind of gave up on that one a little bit. Yeah, I was still watching it, but it
go
was kind of like...
That's great.
No, I kept going, but okay. I was in a rush to get back to it.
Right.
Speaking it like of shows, man.
How did you get into your writing, sir?
Yeah, boy. I was on the road with Sid.
Mm-hmm.
And he had got this show on TV Land. I was still living in Miami. He called me.
Was that like, the Soul Man?
Yeah.
Hey,
Soul
I remember
man.
That.
He called me. He was like, yo, man, I got this TV show. I want you to come out and be in the writer's room. I was like, what? Nah, dog, I'm a comic. What are you talking about? I ain't finna be going to work Monday through Friday. Hell nah.
You want me to get up?
What's the scene on that one, too?
Nah, that was Niecy Nash.
Niecy Nash.
So he was like, all right, but this is what they gonna pay you. I said, well, shit, I tried.
You got no
brain. Well, shit, I see what they talking about.
Shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, shit.
Get you another know? Watch.
So I went. I don't know nothing about writing. I don't know zero.
Wow, that's amazing, bro.
I just keep my head down.
What you coming there with, though?
Nothing.
Yeah, no laptop.
A notebook.
Nothing.
Nigga, I thought they had it.
Bro, you did not walk in to a writer's room.
Oh, you doing punch up?
What are you supposed to write? Walk in with? There's nothing to walk in with.
You doing punch up?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, but the show picked up now. Because what happened was, when he shot the pilot, I did go to help do punch up.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So I gave some jokes. But then when it got picked up, they wanted me to come on staff.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was like, nah. Because when I did it, they gave me an iPad. Like, you don't get paid for that. It's like, usually, like, if Tyler get a show, he going to be like, hey, man, all y'all niggas come help me punch this shit up, tighten it up. Right. And usually the showrunner give you a little love offering, a little gift.
Mm-hmm.
So I still don't know how much the money is when he called me for the official job.
Like, didn't give me an iPad.
I got an iPad, my nigga. I'm good.
Don't need to.
And this one, iPads was like the thing.
Yeah, right. $1,200.
Then he told me what the pay thing was. I was like, all right, cool. So then I go in, go to work. I don't know nothing. I'm just listening, kind of, you know. But I was smart enough to know when to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to come up and be like, well, maybe if he said this. They're like, oh, shit, that was funny. Mm-hmm. And then you just keep doing that. You get more confident, more confident, more confident, more confident. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, now I got to learn story. I got to learn structure.
Mm-hmm.
That was the hard part. The funny is easy.
Right.
It's like learning structure and dialogue. And it's like, you when you green, when we comedians, we just want to do a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd be like, well, why would, that's not a funny moment. Why would he say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. These are people. You got to understand.
His mom just died.
She was a bitch.
Right, right. Yeah.
But nigga, they were funny though.
Right. And see, that's the thing. A lot of comedians, we want to just be like,
yeah,
nigga, look at the character. Look at the attitude.
You're running from the silence.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of the same thing. It's like, I need to laugh throughout this whole paper.
Right.
Like, we were doing this table read. I need y'all niggas laughing the whole time. I swear to God.
But people want a story, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not
story
a stand-up.
Is king.
So then that's how I got into writing.
Dope. So how did you learn structure in the writer's room? Or did you go get Sane
Cat?
I ran
in the writer's room. Okay. Dude, this was a blessing. Cause a lot of people go to school for that.
Yeah,
hell
yeah.
I was getting
nigga, what?
Like, a lot of people go to school to be a surgeon.
Because he was going to see LeBron.
I was just in there.
Some niggas be going to school.
I got paid to go to school.
I got paid to learn the job.
But that's why, like, a lot of people are actually like, man, how could I be a writer? And it's like, even in the Hollywood period, in any, like, this entertainment industry, ain't no path, dude. Ain't no one path.
Ain't no one path.
So when people try to be like, well, Tyler, how you? Nigga, that was for me.
Yeah, man.
It might not work for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you want me to tell you? How can I become a writer? Well, I guess you should know Sid, nigga. I don't know what
Get on the road with Sid.
Yeah, right.
And then when he pick up a show, he's going
to holler. I'm going to need you to take a Greyhound from Miami to Los Angeles.
Don't say shit for the first time.
Don't speak.
Quiet mouth, whole time.
Dude, it's a different path. But the only way I know I would tell somebody, write a sample, get other writers to look at it, get it tight, and submit your shit to agents.
Yeah. And to define...
I mean, only really real way.
We have a lot of I guess what you want to call up and coming comedians, aspiring comedians, writers and all that. And when you say a sample, it means like, all right, so what's a good show that's out right now?
I know that's called a spec. If you write let's say you like Game of Thrones, you wrote an episode of that. You wrote your own episode.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they don't really want that no more. Now they want an original idea.
Gotcha. Mm.
So you could write your own Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Not Game of Thrones, but your own whatever idea that is.
Game of Thrones with some apartments fighting each other.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Game of niggas.
Game of homes.
We trying to get a house, nigga.
We fighting for a house, nigga.
My grandmama's home.
Yeah.
But, house Garden Cove.
But that's how people do it. But what happens
from
is
the land of.
Then you pass that to somebody like you pass it to me.
Gotcha.
And I take
it. So you just put me on game. I ain't even know that you fuck with spec scripts.
If I fuck with it, I pass it to my agent and be like, hey, I think you should look at this. Mm-hmm. It's this young dude named Tyler in Atlanta.
So when did the spec scripts go out? Like, when did that stop being?
I think
a thing?
You can still do it, but I think right now, from what I'm hearing, they want original ideas.
Okay,
because I guess they feel like spec is you still kind of got like a little bit,
it's a little cheat sheet.
Because I guess because the characters are already developed.
Yeah, right? It's a little cheat sheet.
You know what I'm saying? They want to see what you can do, mm-hmm. how you can develop your own.
I want to write on this show, so I'm ready.
So, like, in the spec space, you would want to write on a show that's already currently being seen.
You wouldn't write
a new Cosby Show episode.
No, that's not a spec. It got to be on.
Yeah, something right. that they can relate to still, just to make sure
they get out of jail.
Yeah.
Not now. That's original.
Yeah, that's original.
The Cosby Later Show.
Yeah. Cosby now.
You gotta open up the basement.
Fucking OBGYN office back up.
It's that nigga in cockroach. You know cockroach. We can call that nigga today. I can call Payne on the phone right now.
But then it's
this shit picked up. We got Bill Cobb. We got cockroach. You know Tim is blessed. So Rudy's right. We got the whole cast. Nigga, I did a show with Malcolm Jamal Warren. I swear to God, not too long ago. That nigga do spoken word.
Don't he live in?
Yeah.
What he doing?
The whole cast is in Atlanta except Bill.
We need to write that.
We need to write that, though. Where's Elvin?
We ain't Felicia. We might not be able to.
You ain't gonna get Felicia.
Yeah, Felicia Rashad ain't gonna put her. She already said. She already got fucked up that time. She was like, "Bill Cosby is a good man." Like, shut up, bitch. I'm like, hey, y'all leave Felicia Rashad alone. Leave her alone.
She might do it though.
Hey, no, they killed her.
They killed her.
You know what? Your ass is dead.
Shut up, bitch. Talking about Bill's a good man.
And they didn't even have to. They didn't even have to kick off of that storyline. They didn't do nothing. They didn't move the story. They just killed
their
own GP.
Hey, that's important, bro. That's what they always tell you. This is move the story. Or this move the story, we gonna cut it. Like, nah, we gonna kill you because of what you said.
Right.
Say that about Bill again.
Get your ass off this franchise.
I ain't even seen Creed, baby. That's so good.
Creed made over 100, dog.
And it did?
Yeah.
They got it right before Jonathan Majors was found out.
Yeah, right.
I think that's why that happened. Nah, bro, you know what I was thinking, too? I was like, I wonder if this nigga did something on Lovecraft Country to make it fuck up, too, bro.
No. So I heard, I ain't going to say what I heard, but.
You got to with the robo. Well, I feel like that show's
your segment.
Your segment is, so this is what I heard.
That's
funny shit.
I mean, like, bro, if you look at Lovecraft Country, what they were showing.
It was a lot for whites.
For America is a lot to digest.
It came at the perfect time. It was George Floyd era.
The person that was putting it together is a strong individual. You know what I'm saying? So a strong studio with a strong individual sometimes don't It's a lot of head. It's some head busting. All
right. Oh, yeah. I get that. And you know also, Jonathan Majors might have choked a bitch.
That's all I'm saying.
Somebody gonna whoop this. Look
now, you really gotta beat the name. Hey, look.
It gonna be Creed 5. Right.
Nah, you see what this old lady said, though?
What she said? She recanted.
No, she didn't.
But she went back again because he's still going through it right now.
She had to go back again because her first statement was, I'm sorry for what I did to make him choke me.
She did say choke me.
I said, bitch, shut up.
That's a terrible apology.
This is horrible.
That is the
worst. This is a horrible statement. I'm sorry for making him choke me. I should have never grabbed his phone. First of all, you're right. You should have never grabbed his phone. Second of all, shut up.
Yeah.
What are you talking? You ain't helping him at all. Even we're not making light of the situation, but I'm just saying, if you're going to be like, yo, okay, I overreacted. It didn't happen the way that I said it did at first. Cool, say that. But don't be like, yeah, I'm the reason.
You think he done?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. If Jesse Smollett can come back.
Did he
come back?
He did something.
What?
Shh.
We don't know.
Hey, bro. Real
but
talk.
But I was black on black.
Only person to come back.
Bro.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I ain't seen that.
He ain't black on black. Yeah. You talking about a white girl. That's different.
Dude. Only person I ever seen come back from a black and white scandal is Nick Cannon.
I'm sorry.
And which one was that?
I don't even want to talk about
it. Yeah.
The only person I've seen come back from being a white girl.
But the show
girl.
Was canceled. Oh, he didn't beat no girl women. Well, I'm saying he had a scandal.
I knew a dude that, remember, it was the defensive end for Cowboys. He was
he went to the, yeah.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of that.
Man, what? That, I seen on video.
He was out of the league like
yeah,
a year.
Yeah, then he was in the UFC.
But he went and got that bag fighting. In Dallas,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they paid him in Dallas. Yeah,
he got paid in Dallas, though.
And then he was in the UFC for a while. Speaking I think he still might be in that shit, yeah.
Getting back in the league, shout out to AB. He's playing for the Ravens.
Yeah, that was cap.
That's not happening. Bro.
Yeah, that was not happening.
They just dropped
a receiver in the first round. Tell you what I heard. So here's what I heard.
This is what I heard.
Ain't nobody touching that.
In the Denim Report.
Ain't nobody touching that.
Bro, why they do that, bro?
I think you mean OBJ. That's who they got.
It was a fake thing.
I posted it, too. I think you saw it on my page. I'm sorry.
Fuck you,
bro. So you spreading gossip.
But, well, to be fair, it was from AB's page. He the one that said it and posted a picture with him in a Ravens jersey and all that shit, but I just posted it. I knew it wasn't real.
A bitch,
I knew it wasn't real, but it was. I think his CTE is funny.
Yeah.
Yo.
Now everybody else CTE is sad as shit. His shit be going off. His shit go off, bro. If he want to do stand up, I feel like he was on Wild Now. Did I tell you how he was acting?
He's hilarious, bro.
Oh man. Oh yeah, man. That nigga was not right. I was like, woo, football was Kanye. Rough. Football is
he
real rough.
Shit on? Nah, he was just like,
we were trying to equal. Tell this nigga how to play the games, and all he was like was, y'all like my jacket?
Yeah, it was just like,
can I change my jacket in the middle of the show? That's all he was asking about was jacket for the 20 minute prep. I said, yeah, I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
but wow,
Remo, you got this.
To bring him on.
On Wild Out?
Yeah.
Oh, he did good. Yeah, he did good. I mean, when you're a celebrity guest on Wild Out, it's layups.
It's set up for you.
Yeah, and if you fuck up, they just don't show it on TV. So right. It's set up for you to
so
do
it's
that.
Not like old Comic View and they used to do the crickets.
Yeah, nah, they're not looking to set you up like that. Hell nah, nah. Nah, shout out to Nick for that because he's been bringing back a whole lot of people, you know what I'm saying? People you ain't seen. And my nigga had Tevin Campbell on the show.
But Tevin came moment. Back though from TikTok. TikTok brought Kevin back with the challenge.
The challenge, yeah. I think some of them kids still didn't know who the fuck he was.
But they thought it was a new song.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he brought his pockets back, right? But people they didn't bring back his profile.
Are artists getting money off of them challenges?
So I think once people see that on the joint, they go to your stream.
But also it brings you back. Now you get tour.
Right.
Because Tevin back popping. Now you can get on those festivals and those. Come on, yeah. You get on Wild Enough.
He opened it for Lil Nas X, ain't it?
Oh my God.
Y'all don't want to be here, let me know. If y'all don't want to be here, let me know.
Tyler Majors over here.
Hey, what if that was why Michael B. Jordan kept hugging that nigga on the pictures? He was like, man, you got to stop choking these bitches. You all fucking up the money.
Hey, you, I can't even fight you in the next one.
Right, right, nigga.
Damn.
Hey, yo, I gotta watch Creed 3 now. Nigga said that it killed Claire, though.
Creed 3 was dope.
Yeah,
I heard it was good. Creed 3
yeah, nah, good. I fuck with the other two. I just ain't seen
Michael
this
B.
one.
Jordan did his thing. He directed it, too.
I like him. Yeah. Except for in, I don't know if y'all ever seen Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah, I can't watch that. Like
that shit was not
good. I
don't
like watching sad movies like that.
It's sad.
Because we living in it anyway.
This one they burnt.
The boy got killed in Oakland.
Nah, that ain't the same movie.
That's the one?
That's a good movie, though. That was a
That
was Fruitvale Station.
I'm
talking about Burning Books. That was not a good movie.
It took me a long time to watch Fruitvale.
I never watched it, dog. I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, he keep getting killed, man. As soon as he got on the scene, they killed. They killed Wallace, man. Michael B. Jordan get killed and everything.
And he dies well.
That nigga's a good dyer.
Hey, let me pay the mortgage.
That man working, though, for real.
He got to die then, huh?
Creed, yeah.
Creed solid, dog.
He gonna die then.
Yeah, for sure.
Creed 3?
He didn't die?
Creed 4?
No.
Oh, okay. That'd be fucked up his mama and
him.
They're not gonna kill him.
Creed is a franchise.
They're not gonna kill him, dude. He's a star.
Yeah, he's gonna be up to 6, 7. He's gonna be old.
Because how many Rocky do? 5?
2 minutes.
10.
It was Jason.
It was past Rocky
it was
5, bro.
Five or six. I think it was only 5.
Hold
or six.
I feel like it was the.
Who did more Jason?
He fought again as an old nigga. Hold on.
The last one he just fought in the street. It wasn't even in the
and that was.
They brought this
that
shit.
One
that
was
him
yeah,
with Tommy
one
Morrison.
Good. Yeah, that one wasn't good.
Then they brought it back as Balboa.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I think he's doing one more with Steven Seagal.
Nah, I think.
Steven Seagal.
That would be it's so seven Rocky movies, y'all.
Yeah, I felt like seven was.
Yeah, Rocky seven, Balboa eight. And Rocky 5 and Balboa. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and Balboa. Yeah, 2 should I say. All right.
6.
Man, shit. So what you up to next, man?
Right now, man, I'm just torn. I got a couple dates. I'll be in Memphis next month doing Chuckles, Riddles in Chicago. I'm going to Amsterdam.
Oh, shit.
Just doing a couple
Chuckles
dates,
another man. Place you got to promote for. But yeah, they love comedy. Yeah.
Memphis is great, man.
Yeah, Memphis is a good comedy town. So I'm just doing a couple dates. Mm-hmm. I'm writing a new project that I'm trying to develop.
Let's go.
And we be back on the neighborhood. Starting in June.
Let's go man. It's a funny show, man. I don't really watch network TV.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy? The show been on for 5 seasons. We go into our 6th season. More people finding out about it. What our people, I should say, finding about it now because it's on BET all day.
All day. My mom just started watching
it. People like, oh, Say got a new show. Yeah. Like, man.
My mom was like, you know, Say got a new show. Like 2 years ago. I was like, yeah, I told you I went on set one time. Yeah. Like, 4, 5 years ago.
I think it's like really helping us a lot more now because people really care. So it's like, now they're like, oh, so to watch the new ones, you got to go on CBS. Like,
come on to CBS.
You know, they still good. So, which is better for me, too, because that's mailbox money. So,
mailbox.
Come on.
Yeah, run that residual.
Run that money. Shit.
So how does that work?
Checks.
Like, so you got TV, then you get app money.
Yeah, are you set up for app money for? I don't know if Writers Guild is set up for streaming money though. Oh, I think that's only if you SAG.
No, that's what we're fighting for right now. Yeah. It might be a strike. Actually,
yeah,
I don't know when it's going to air.
Nigga, about 20 minutes.
I don't know when it's going to air, but we might not. We might be on strike.
Strike is basically
a lot of things, but one of the big ones is streaming. Like Netflix, them don't want to pay residuals, and if they do, it's like. Very little. They try to act like, oh, we don't know how to count it.
Yeah,
just
you know how to count it. Not do it because we get residuals for Wildin' Out for the shit that's on the app. But that's you know in SAG, so they were sort of the Writers Guild are trying to get the same.
Yeah, the Writers Guild. You know, we trying to get our situation tight. Yeah. But
and another thing that we put in that I think was important. I don't know, a lot of people talking about is trying to make sure the AI shit is out of the AI shit.
That's the crazy thing with the AI shit. Like everybody. Like people who don't sit down and think about it thoroughly, they think it's so great. It's not great.
We're gonna have a
whole new generation of dumb motherfuckers that don't know nothing. What a kid gonna do? Write me a paper. Go to the AI, get a paper.
Now our doctor
didn't even write a real paper.
Great. Population control.
Yeah, your surgeon gonna be a ChatGPT.
Gonna be killing y'all niggas, and it's gonna be like, hey,
dude, Skynet.
It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work, dude. Because it's not. We not gonna have no more that human interaction.
And then even worse than that, it will. It could get to the point to where it can start being the one that teaches kids.
Right.
What they
all
start to learn, as opposed to them looking it up. Now they looking at that, and whatever it's shooting back at them is what they're gonna feel.
Everybody
and they
just need to go back and watch T2 Judgment Day.
Skynet. Skynet, baby.
Skynet, iRobot. All the
movies that they've been telling us about.
AI movies and history.
AI, nigga, is a movie. It's about a nigga taking a
phone. Bad, man. It's going, bro. It's going to go bad.
AI is part of the strike.
Yeah, it's part of the strike. They got to throw that in there. They're trying to nip that in the bud.
Because what they're going to do is just tell the AI to write a script and have like YouTube just like,
punch it up or punch it down.
Yeah, go through
so
it.
So now they don't got to pay a stat.
I saw a whole movie made out of AI people and all that shit. They're trying to get rid of actors and everything.
This shit is
like,
stupid, dude. Stupid. Like, so basically, you're going to have a whole, it's going to be a depression because nobody working.
Yeah. Everybody gonna be only the rich people gonna be stupid rich because they've been saving money on not paying people.
Nobody's gonna be working.
I'm saying the people that own all these things will be stupid rich.
Here's the thing: it's like sometimes the billionaires be so greedy. Okay, so
all the time,
Who gonna buy your product?
It's streaming, so it's free.
Who gonna stay at your hotels? Who gonna buy your product if nobody got
making
money?
No money? That's real.
That's what they don't realize. Even with the housing market now, like in LA.
Shit everywhere.
They got these houses, right? Like where I live. I bought my house in 2020. I couldn't even buy my house today. I couldn't afford my own house today if I try to buy it today. But here's the problem. I'm okay, but I don't have fucking athlete money or Drake money. Right.
California take too much of your money.
So here's the thing. So what I'm saying is with these billionaires, they be so greedy, what's going to happen? They're going to fuck themselves. So I'm cool where I live at. My house is nice. But it's not nice enough for Drake. But then, a principal can't afford it. So who the fuck is this house for? That's the problem. Like, they price things out. There's no market for that thing. Right. If you got a car, if every car you sell is $400,000, but it's kind of, Drake don't want it. We can't buy it. Who's supposed to buy it? So your marketplace is very small. So that's what I'm saying. If you do the AI shit, nobody working. So the shit you have, who gonna buy it? Anybody got no money? You ain't got no cashiers. You ain't got no drivers. You ain't got no teachers. Nobody got jobs. So it ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like that's like in LA right now. They doing a thing where they paying. They giving you
living wage.
First time home buyers. They supposed to be paying a 20% down for them.
What?
And they doing 40-year mortgages.
That's the bullshit.
That's not the bullshit. Think 40 about
year,
it.
I mean, it's a lower
payment.
Who pay
off a house? Most of the time, who pay off a house?
That's 30 or 40 ain't too much difference. Nigga.
Who pay off a house? You don't, why you care?
That's the bullshit, bro.
Dude, most people don't
ain't
pay off
no
a house.
Ownership. Who, yeah, literally.
That's our parents
ain't
did
no ownership,
that.
Bro.
It is ownership as long as you have it, but who really own a house now? Even rich people don't pay off their house.
If you play the bank game, if you play the money game.
Well, why would you pay off the house? Well, imagine you did pay off your house in, like I bought a house in 06. In 08, that shit wasn't worth nothing. So I would have bought it outright cash. So why would you do that?
To either save your money.
You ain't saving shit. That's when we ain't got money, we think that.
No, I'm
just
saying.
Pay this house cash. Fuck. Maybe, but why?
I mean, you can play the money game. You can make it. You can play. You can make your money make money. In whatever things you do, stocks, bonds, whatever. Or you can have some security if shit get bad. I'm forever where I got somewhere to stay and I just got to pay the taxes.
But you still got that money because you didn't pay off the house. What's the difference? But it's just now it's yours. Let's say you want to buy a $4 million house.
Right.
You could pay off the $4 million house or you could put $1 million down, keep the $3 million and make payments. So if you say shit go bad, what happened to the $3 million you had?
Nigga, strip club.
What?
Pussy.
Well, you was gonna fuck that up regardless,
right.
Nigga.
Sound
you
like
watch it about the house.
You gonna be fake hitting powder.
Fake hitting powder. How about so much fake powder?
Oh my but God. I bought the real powder, I was just fake hitting.
Not too bright.
I'm just in the street. Fake hitting.
I'm pouring powder.
I'm pouring powder. I'm pushing pee.
But that's what people don't understand, too. Even let's just say, you came up on some bread, right. But you're not making bread. You won the lottery.
Right.
You won $20 million, but you don't know what to do with your money. You just got money. Let's say you bought a $6 million house.
Stupid.
Nigga, you still going to have taxes on that bitch. So you still going to have to spend at least, maybe $100,000 a year to just keep the damn house.
And maintenance on that bitch?
I got a homegirl that buy houses like that. People who don't pay taxes. She bought a house for $5,000.
Tax it
is
Because people don't realize if you get that big ass house, you got to keep making money, bro. Because you got to keep paying taxes on that big ass house.
Your utility bill is going to be $7,000-$8,000.
That ain't even, a big enough house.
That is the taxes, that's though. The foundation of gentrification. Like, that's what that's what these companies do. Like, they come in into communities where there were, especially black people from our parents' generation that bought those houses on those 30-year mortgages, lived there for 40 years, and paid it off.
Yeah, but not a tax.
So now they have passed that on to the next generation. That next generation does not pay the taxes.
So
then these companies come in, and all they do is they go to the courthouse, pay the back taxes,
and get the house.
And they own the house.
12 months.
And so then they...
You got 12 months, though, to get it back.
They are
out here.
12 months. Yeah.
Then they flipped their house. They bought this house for $40,000. It's worth... It needs to be fixed. They put the money in it, and they sell it for $500,000.
My friend does this for a living.
Yeah.
She just buy. She's going to an auction tomorrow. She just buy taxes.
So I got $3,200.
Dude, you'd be surprised. If
you'd
nobody
surprised.
Else wanted,
if nobody else
if nobody
bid, on
bid
it,
over... If
it's,
you,
a, it's an auction.
If somebody at 31 and you say 32 and they don't, that's you.
But also... $3,200 house is probably gonna need some fixing.
This gonna need some work
about the fixing.
Yeah, you don't know how bad though.
Right.
It may not. It
but
might.
If that's only $3,200. What you gonna?
But then you just got a loan. Look, if you had 32 cash, you could take out a loan for $100, fix it. Now you got a whole house paid off. So in a year, you could rent it out or flip that bitch.
Get your money.
So,
run it up, child.
Don't buy the powder, man.
Hey, nah, if you fake it.
Hey, man, flip a couple houses, then buy the powder.
But why you fake hit the powder, though?
No, it's just...
It can be sheetrock.
It's the his one.
He fake hit the powder to get the pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's part of his
business. It's his rainbow.
So she think you hot.
Yeah, now you want that girl drink by herself? Yeah, I mean, I don't want you to feel
but
bad.
But you let her hit it.
Oh, she's hitting it.
She was going
to
hit it.
I'm trying to hit it. She wants to hit it. Hey, baby.
Everybody's hit it, but she fucked up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, then what she do, though?
We got to write the story, bro. You took out of jail.
That sweet baby Ray's.
I never heard that one. Play it.
Oh, bro, no, it's a true story. And
man, we got plenty of stories. This role, let me tell you something what I heard.
That's hilarious.
Hey, look, so we starting a new thing about Talk nostalgia. And where were you when?
All right.
Where were you when Jay-Z started Tidal? This is the day that Jay-Z introduced the new streaming service Tidal.
I don't know about Tidal like that.
You remember when
Jay-Z
did
a big ass Jay-Z fan to know when he started Tidal.
No, when you were at when he started this.
You know what I'm saying?
I can remember when you first heard about
it. I can remember.
That was a big deal. Like, black people.
I can remember getting it because of what Charlamagne said. So it helps to have people promote your shit. He said that, you know, obviously it was black owned, but the sound quality was better. And I said, that's probably cap. He said, better than Apple Music. Man, and that nigga was right.
And then Jay-Z
to the point where Apple Music, like, copy Tidal shit. Like, now that shit is now
and
just
then they, and then Jay-Z sold that bitch.
Yeah, yeah, you got that. I mean, that's, he's a businessman, not a business, man.
Hey,
I don't know. I don't remember it. I mean, I remember hearing about it, but it wasn't a moment in my life to where I was like, I remember where I was.
Yeah, it's like, I got to pay some more money for another platform. Music. Ah.
Yeah. And then they didn't have all the songs at
the first year. But it was big that the artists had a platform that they created.
But you know what they had that people didn't talk about?
I got Tidal because they gave it to you free when you bought tickets to the...
Jay-Z and
Beyonce tour.
Oh, shit.
For 6 months.
You bought Beyonce tickets before?
Jay-Z and Beyonce. Jay-Z bringing the cost down
Jay-Z
a little bit.
Jay-Z bringing the cost down. Nigga bringing down the property value of my show, Jay.
Right.
Oh, this is about Jay bringing the ticket price down.
You can't just see Beyonce.
Nah,
you can't afford that.
Nah, Jay-Z
and Beyonce. Nobody can afford it. That's the same album.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, I'm cool.
Yeah, we got that. The whole family comes.
Dude, my daughter going to see Beyonce.
May 1st.
Puffy. Switched his name from Puff Daddy to P. Diddy.
Like, how many times? Not where were you? Not where were you when you
first heard it? What is he now? Is he still
PD? He's Love. To Love or some shit.
I think he gave up on that.
Catch on, though.
I think that caught on. You can only name yourself so many times for niggas to be like, chill, bro. We already
said you
50. We gave it a shot. We stopped calling you Puff.
Like, yes, you roll with Diddy.
Yeah, we stopped calling you Puff.
First it was P. Diddy. We let that go.
Right.
We stuck at it.
Like, a lot of people try that shit and don't work. Like, Rick Ross tried to change his name every year and that shit don't work. Yeah, something else is like, Killer Ricky, Mike, the boss.
Killer Mike's ain't stick
Killer
either.
Kill.
Yeah. Nah, Mike Bigger. You remember that?
Oh, no.
Yes. Bow Wow tried too.
Mike Bigger.
Oh, yeah, because you know his old lady go by Shea Bigger.
He
wanted to be Bow Wow. Niggas stopped still to call him Lil Bow Wow. It's hard to drop your name that people know you by. Like Jaleel White is Urkel, like in his casket. Facts. Nigga, Urkel died.
Hey, 50 Cent couldn't be no other change. Yeah. He could be
72
cents.
Like,
he could be Case Quarter.
You know, I
$2
heard black people say Case
Quarter.
White people don't know what a Case Quarter is.
Hey,
if you white, hold on, don't tell them what it is. If you white, you know what a Case Quarter is, put it in the comments.
Yeah, that is a black people thing,
though.
Case Quarter. I don't think it's a.
Hey, text your white friend right now and ask what a Case Quarter is. Text your white friend right now and ask what is a Case Quarter.
Yeah,
I ain't hear about it till I moved to the South for real. I don't even know if like it's a whole, it's a down South black person's thing.
Oh man,
Case Quarter.
Memories.
I want to call somebody.
You know what you mean?
Case Quarter's a cool ass rap name, low key though.
Case Quarter.
Like, come on. It could be a quarter key, but it's a case of quarters.
Dude, you know what you just remind me of? I just feel like I want to play Double Dragon now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I seen a nigga with a thumb drive shit the other day on IG, and that shit had like 70,000 video games. Genesis. It had Genesis, Nintendo.
This one you can buy for like Dreamcast. Come with all of them.
The Wii used to be able, niggas used to modify the Wii. Used to be able to play that game.
Case Quarter,
man.
That's a good rap name, man.
Case Quarter, I ain't bad, bro. I'll hear what he got to say. I give him his first 15 minutes.
You gonna listen
about
to
two
him?
Or three songs.
Right? I'll listen to it first 15, so let's see what he's talking about, man.
That's hilarious.
All right, man. Culture comments.
Let's go.
So, you know, we post our shows, our episodes. People in the comments love to roast us, and we love to read when they roast it. I got two of them. C1 Simone, which is a returning Culture Rican. Okay. She says, "You getting Remo's car and Genuine in those jeans is already on." He loves denim, obviously. So, and then we had Justin Whitehead, comedian Justin Whitehead, on the show last week. You seen that comment?
I seen a lot of them.
Oh, bro. The funniest one to me was from Quez Montana. It said, Justin looked like Michael Cooper II.
The second. Bro,
but everybody, they said he looked like
He looked like them.
They said he looked like Michael Vick.
Say
he look like Rico Wade.
Say he look like Oscar Pratt.
You like the snake off the line book. For me, that's the what? Is this the line book?
Line book.
The jungle book.
Okay.
That's what I like.
The line book.
Oh, dyslexia.
But no, that's just wrong. That ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, you would have said denial book.
It's
the lion.
That's a Jamaican version.
Nyan.
The lion.
Lion book. You don't even read. I have a book for jungle. You don't even read. Quick.
Is it that time, bro?
Yeah, man. damn, I lost my shit. We like to end the show with a segment we call Secret Genius Life Coach, where I give the people some words of wisdom. Get through the week, get to the next episode. I'm Kamal, Secret Genius. The words of the week are this. Not really words of wisdom this week. I just want to give a shout out to anybody that was born around 2001, whose mother was a Nas fan. Because you might be here only because Nas said, "Hood rats, don't abortion your womb." That's all I got, man. Shout out to Nas for saving lives, man.
That's a deep cut.
Hood rats don't abortion your womb. Some hood rats heard that and was like, you know what? I'm not going down there. I'm just going to keep this $300.
And wow. Also, Nas can't really rap.
Nas can't really. Yeah, I mean, that's possibly true.
Nah, that's for sure.
Nah, so like three people are here today because of that shit.
Oh, you said three. But
bro, one named Ether, the other one named.
You know what's so crazy though? You say that. These, especially y'all stay here in Georgia. These Republicans are so crazy with this abortion thing. They obsessed with it. You can't take the Plan B. Dude, I feel like we 2 weeks away from pulling out going to be illegal.
I'm going to jail. You supposed to stay in there like a champ.
We see it on the comforter.
We got a warrant for you. Here we come.
Hey, what happened to Tyler, man? He got 6 months. He pulled out.
With the blue lights and shit.
Yeah.
Sir, is this your semen?
Oh, man. Hell no. But nah, she be fucking all kind of niggas, y'all.
Yeah.
I had to pull out.
You better nut in that hole.
I don't want to hear it, nigga. 60 days in the hole.
Let me see.
Now I bet you.
I bet you leave that dick in there next time.
Right.
Yeah, you want a different hole? 60 days in the hole, nigga.
Damn.
You don't like that hole? 60 days. Go ahead, come on.
More Than Culture is the brand. It's the More Than Culture show.
Hit the
pile. Come on.
I think you hit it.
Remo Ride, Tidy Chronicles, Ronnie
Jones. You thought
you doing that.
Special guest, Malik S.
Yeah.
Yes.
We out, man.
I've been in the house all day, bruh.